It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Email Patricia now with your story or comment. Cork Today at c103.ie.
Cork Today on C103.
Now, as we've been hearing all morning on the news, we'll have the chance to see part of the solar eclipse just before 8 o'clock this evening. The moon is due to cover almost half of the sun, depending on what part of the country you're in. And of course, the full eclipse will be seen in the US, Canada and in Mexico. Daniela Wilcox is with MTU's Black Rock Castle Observatory here in Cork. And Daniela joins me this afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well and you're very welcome. I suppose firstly, how rare is a solar eclipse?
So having a total solar eclipse is not very common at all. And when I say total, that's the moon completely covering the sun in the sky during the day. And so we haven't had a solar eclipse visible in Ireland, a total solar eclipse in almost 400 years. Ooh. And we won't have another one until 2090. So a total solar eclipse is very, very rare. Now we've got a partial one visible today, so those are more common. And if we have good weather, we could get, like you mentioned, it'll be just around 8 o'clock and it'll be in the western sky. So hopefully we get a bit of a clearing with the weather today, just around that time. That would be great.
So it's around sunset, is it?
Yeah, just as the sun is going down, you'll see the moon moving in front of the sun, and it'll look like a bite of the sun is taken out, because you'll just see the curvature of the moon there.
Okay, and you're saying western skies, so obviously anyone by the coast in West Cork, good place to be?
Yeah, very good place to be. If you could get out to where you can see the horizon from like the edge of a hill or at the edge of the sea, you want to look out to the horizon as the sun is setting, that's a really good location to be at. Now, the thing is, you don't want to look directly at the sun. So make sure that you have some protective, they have special solar glasses you can use that will protect your eyes. Or there are special solar telescopes that you can actually use to look at the sun, but you never want to use a regular telescope. You don't want to use binoculars and you don't want to look at it just with the naked eye. You need to have protection. But you will notice that the sky is getting darker, because you will notice that that shadow is actually moving across.
And I take it as well, dependent on cloud cover. We need the clouds to kind of move off.
Yeah, that's the thing. You definitely aren't going to see anything if the weather stays like this. But hopefully, sometimes we get a clearing in the afternoon so we can catch it at sunset. That would be great.
Well, that's what the forecast is actually for today, that it is going to brighten up as we go into the afternoon and early evening.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed. When did we last have a solar eclipse? I mean, I remember us all getting those glasses a number of years ago. Was it the early 90s?
There was a, I think it wasn't that long ago. We had 2002, we had a partial eclipse, and that was in October.
Okay.
Maybe it was that one.
Yeah. Huge movement of people in the US to try to get to the best viewing areas. People really do want to witness events like this, don't they? And say, I was there.
Yeah, because like I mentioned, having eclipses is, they're not that uncommon, but having a total eclipse is. So when something like this happens, people will move from all over the world to where totality is going to be. And so that is the line of the shadow going across Earth. And as you notice, you probably can hear I'm not from Cork. I'm actually from New York.
Yeah.
So I'm from Buffalo, and that's actually right in the middle of where the eclipse is going to be happening today. So actually a little devastated I'm not home, but I'm looking forward to hearing back any pictures from the family or anything like that. It's going to be very exciting. Loads of people going out, and everybody's taking pictures, and they said all the hotels are booked up and everything. So yeah, people are moving to see this.
Yeah, I saw social media posts. I mean, even some schools have closed for the day
it
to give the children the opportunity to see it.
Absolutely, yeah. And the other thing, too, is transportation, because when it happens, there's so much traffic and people trying to actually see it that a lot of times in those locations, you get gridlocked. So it actually is a bit safer just to call the schools off and to have them home and not on the roads and things.
Yeah, because obviously in America, it'll be the afternoon, will it?
Yeah, so and same thing. Hopefully they have a clear sky there, because it is moving across. It'll be coming up from Mexico and then across Texas and through the middle of the U.S. and then making its way up to the northeast where Buffalo is, and then off to the east of Canada. So it is going to hit a huge stretch of North America. So in the south, they have much better weather, so they're more guaranteed out in the desert to actually see it, where up in the north, they're going to have it's springtime. So it could be snowing, it could be raining, it could be anything. So kind of like here.
And the fact that, you know, the U.S., Canada and Mexico are having the full eclipse, is this an opportunity for scientific research? I mean, NASA, for example, will they all be busy bunnies today?
Absolutely. There's so much within the space industry where this doesn't happen that often. So it's a great time to get out and take. They'll have special telescopes taking images. They'll have live streams. So if you aren't in a place where you can watch the eclipse, or if the weather isn't great, they will be live streaming this and you can watch it. They'll have special cameras, special filters, all of those things that'll protect their equipment from the sun. And they will be doing experiments and things, because it's just a great opportunity to get out there. This is such a good reminder that we're in the universe and we are in space and we're actually watching two bodies that go around us all the time. And we might not really think about to actually take a moment and go, oh yeah, the moon is in the sky and there's the sun there next to it.
Yeah.
So it is a good opportunity.
So have you any plans at the Black Rock Castle Observatory today?
We would love to, especially from the top of the tower here. We do get a good view to the low to the horizon, but it will be weather dependent. So we won't have any events out or anything, but maybe because we do have a solar scope on site, if we get a clearing, we might just get out there ourselves and try to see it.
Okay, well, enjoy it as best you can and look forward to the photographs from home. Listen, Daniela, always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for that and thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much.
Good morning to you, or good afternoon as it is now. That is Daniela Wilcox, MTU's Blackrock Castle Observatory in Cork.